In the basement of a San Francisco methadone clinic, a quiet revolution unfolds. While tech giants chase advertising dollars, scientists at IndieBio are reimagining our world from its molecular foundations, growing meat without animals, creating wood without trees, and developing medicines that could extend human lifespans. This isn't science fiction, it's happening now in what they affectionately call the ivory basement. The distinctive cover of Decoding the World contains a hidden message in its DNA ribbon: nothing is inevitable, a fitting mantra for innovators who reject technological determinism in favor of deliberate action. When COVID-19 first appeared, while most retreated into anxiety and lockdown, the IndieBio team immediately funded scientists developing rapid tests and repurposed medications. IndieBio emerged during a crisis of purpose in Silicon Valley when tech workers hosted social purpose parties to infuse meaning into their work lives. The accelerator cultivated an identity more like a cutting-edge hip-hop label than a venture fund, with devoted followers tracking their startup's progress. Their portfolio showcased audacious innovations: Memphis Meats pioneering lab-grown meat, Lingrove developing wood alternatives to combat deforestation, Checkerspot creating sustainable materials to fight ocean pollution. Their unconventional location served as a natural filter, deterring the faint-hearted while drawing truly committed innovators. IndieBio revolutionized talent selection by focusing on brilliant but overlooked graduate students rather than tenured professors, creating one of Silicon Valley's most diverse entrepreneurial communities while operating on a modest $10 million annual budget. Practicing is greater than knowing, a Chinese monk scholar's wisdom, embodies IndieBio's philosophy. While others theorize about change, they're actively transforming the world through biotechnology. This mindset was inspired by China's transformation, exemplified by Yiwu, the world supermarket, a wholesale mall 150 times larger than America's biggest shopping centers, where 75,000 shops represent continuous real-time experimentation. As a do tank rather than a think tank, IndieBio enforces a 48-hour rule. Major decisions must move from discussion to action within 2 days. Their leadership combines fearless exploration with methodical problem solving. The approach yields remarkable results. One cellular agriculture company produced a working prototype in 3 months while competitors were still planning. Their portfolio grew to 105 companies in 4 years, matching the University of California system's output, with value surging from $600 million to $1.4 billion, creating what insiders called the unicorn salad of valuable companies. The Florida red tide shows nature's microbial revenge against human interference. Agricultural runoff triggered an algal bloom that killed marine life and released neurotoxins harmful to humans. As we pollute and warm Earth, microbes thrive in our waste, depleting oxygen and releasing methane from melting permafrost. Rising seas enable deadly superfungi to adapt to human body temperature. While plants and animals adapt slowly to temperature changes, microbes can evolve within days. This rapid adaptation makes them especially dangerous in a warming world, where precise temperature control, crucial to biochemistry, becomes unstable. Our technological hubris obscures nature's threats. We've created pathogen highways through ecosystem homogenization, yet pandemic prevention remains underfunded due to profit concerns. As Twist Bioscience CEO Emily LaProuse notes, nature is the greatest bioterrorist. The biggest losses of life have been from nature. Solutions exist. Implementation remains the challenge. When facing complex problems like bee colony collapse, many either leap to doomsday scenarios or blame entire systems. IndieBio instead embraced the motto, "We fight capitalism with better capitalism." They backed Argentine scientists who found natural plant compounds that strengthen bee immunity against pesticides. Their chimichurri honey additive effectively prevented colony collapse. When traditional beekeepers resisted, the scientists became beekeepers themselves, using cameras and tagged bees to optimize pollination. They discovered century-old hive placement practices were inefficient. Their company, BeeFlow, improved both bee health and crop yields by optimizing flight paths and using plant hormones to direct bees. Field tests showed bees visited flowers 2.6 times more frequently, increasing sellable berry yields from 50% to 80%. The key insight wasn't identifying colony collapse's exact cause, but finding practical solutions through experimentation rather than theoretical debate, an approach that proved valuable in other areas, like developing chemical-free blue dyes from food instead of petroleum. Genetic engineering parallels cooking, as shown by Dmitry Simeonov's work preventing organ rejection without immunosuppressant drugs. The process involves engineering immune cells to produce IL-10, an anti-rejection compound, using standard components, DNA templates, guide RNAs, and Cas9 enzyme, following a precise sequence. After electroporation opens cell membranes, editing occurs naturally over 3 to 5 days. While CRISPR can target any gene, success rates vary from 5% to 80%. Dmitry's breakthrough came from finding the ideal genome site for IL-10 and improving T regulatory cell isolation to 99% purity. These cells act as living drugs, multiplying where needed without permanent genetic changes. Despite its promise, CRISPR faces patent disputes between American and European systems, while scientists develop improved Cas variants and delivery methods to enhance precision. When Arvind couldn't remember last night's dinner, physicist turned neuroscientist Sam Rodriguez explained that a glia cell had likely eaten it, revealing that memories are physical entities observable under microscopes, not just electrical patterns. The brain operates not only through electrical and chemical processes, but genetic ones too. Neurons create cognitive sequence codes in RNA as they fire, while forming physical memories requires neurons to grow dendritic spines that connect with other neurons, creating synapses. These memory structures remain dynamic, with glia cells, the brain's maintenance crew, consuming 10-20% of unused connections within hours. This explains why mundane memories, like dinner details, vanish quickly unless reinforced through repetition or emotional significance. Sleep plays a vital role in this physical process, as it's when most structural remodeling occurs, strengthening important neural connections while pruning away less essential ones. A University of Michigan study found sense of purpose to be the strongest predictor of future health, outweighing exercise, smoking, or drinking. Following 7,000 people over 50, this correlation held across all demographics. While not measurable biologically, purpose profoundly influences physical health through various physiological mechanisms. Purpose isn't intrinsic, but constructed through engagement. A 1976 nursing home study showed residents caring for plants had half the mortality rate of those without. Despite modern commercialization of purpose, having genuine direction through family, self-sufficiency, or spiritual goals fundamentally impacts well-being. Standing in California's high desert at dusk, amid radio antennas like teepee frames, we consider humanity's brief existence. In Earth's 4.5 billion year history, humans are recent arrivals, with perhaps half a billion years remaining before our sun's death, an eternity in human terms, but a cosmic moment. Our purpose isn't predetermined, but chosen. For indie bioscientists, that purpose is clear: to decode and rebuild the world molecule by molecule. The question isn't whether we can reimagine our relationship with the planet, but whether we have the courage to act on our discoveries.